7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
The sun was out, and it is a little bit warmer today than it has been the last couple of days, but it is partly overcast, and I thought we should take this time to go look for some owls, because that's what I do now, apparently. That's what this show is. Oh, Tobe's looking for owls again. Yeah, I'm looking for owls again, so we're down here at the creek. It's going to be a hot day. There's no wind. And if these clouds come or go away, it's going to get brutal. Why do I have... Oh, right. I just remembered. I was listening to the Beach Boys a little bit last night. Not cheesy Beach Boys. You know, none of that surfing stuff. What's that sound? I was mostly listening to the LSD stuff. I think I heard something over to my right where there should be marmots. Is there a mati in here? All right, let's enter the forest. Oh, yeah, so I had some Beach Boys going last night, right?
This. 7.
Yeah, okay. 807. 807 is 708 backwards. And 708, meaning 708, spells Tobe on a 7-segment display. Fairly good guess, but it is wrong. Wow, there's one of the guys I'm looking for right there, flying in. Oh, I can hear him. Can you hear that? Right. Oh, they're so talky. Yeah, we're out at the heronry today. I needed a little change of pace. So we're out looking for big birds, just not owls. We're looking for herons. And there's a couple of herons up at the top of that tree. One just flew in, and they're making a hell of a racket. I can't see them from this angle. All right, I am in direct sun, and it is kind of hot. Is this smart? We got to get under the shade soon, now. All right, so yeah, I went to bed last night. Next thing I knew, I woke up, it was still dark, and I had to roll over. And I must have slept pretty solid, because I felt pretty good. And when I roll over, you know, I have to do this new thing, because my hip and legs are messed up so bad. I have to sort of jack myself with my elbows and kind of. And when I did this, like 3 or 4 vertebrae in my back popped all at once, real fast. Ba-da-da. Right? Oh, it felt so good. I rolled over. I just melted into the floor. So I slept pretty good. All right. What the hell is going on up there? I'm hearing bizarre sounds that I've never heard before. Brawl, brawl, brawl. I'm under the canopy, and I'm in a green tunnel. Oh, now they're not making noise anymore, and a big shadow just did something. I think one of my herons might have left. I'm under so much foliage that I can't see my bird dudes. I can't see anything. I can't see across the creek. Wow, did you hear that? Rat. Tell me you can hear that. Oh, yeah. Okay, there goes a flying dude looping around, and there's another dude standing up in the tree. I have a little window between a bunch of leaves. And I can see some big flappy wings. I see flappy wings up there. Oh, we got big birds out today. We got heron action, and they're so squawky. Once they start up again, I will point my microphone at them and crank the gain all the way up, because I want you to hear these guys. But right now I gotta check out this log. It's got mycelial growth in and on it. Ugh, I gotta get the bugs off my ankles. Okay, so I can't even tell where I am. There's so many leaves, so many branches. I think I'm under the heron trees. Yeah, this is one of them. This is the other one. Can I look up? I'm afraid to look up because I'm in the poop zone. Oh, did you hear that? Squawky. Oh, I can see one. Is he looking at me? Oh, I can see two. There's a mommy and a daddy in a nest up there. Yeah, and they're looking at me. Thing saying, hey, who's that guy? And I'm like, you know me. Oh, and there's babies in there too. They're big babies. There's another flappy flapper over there. Okay, yeah, so we got mommy and daddy hanging out with babies, and one of them is saying, rawr, rawr. Well, we got two in that nest, plus at least one baby, so that's three. Plus we got one standing in that nest. We've got one over there. Man, smells kind of good in here. We got so many damn herons up in the trees. It's not even funny. Yay, herons. I want them to start talking some more, but maybe they stopped talking because they're worried about me. They know I can't get up there. What are they worried about? So I'm checking out some known mushroom zones. And not finding much of anything. Okay, that's cool. We have been getting strange rain. We've been getting short squalls of rain. God, it's humid today. It's pretty uncomfortable for me, but anyway. We've been getting little bursts of rain showers, and we had some last night, overnight. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't go down to the creek. I was afraid it would be too slippery, and I don't want to be falling down and doing weird stuff. Oh, but look what's up here. We've got ourselves a log, and this log has a little bunch of little mushrooms growing all over it. What is it? It's cool. It's little polypores. Little white polypores about the size of, I don't know, a small coin. Oh, here's one that's about 2 centimeters wide. Here's one that's 3 centimeters wide. But most of them are all 1 centimeter wide. Or thereabouts. What are these? I cannot tell what kind of mushrooms these are. This might be... No, it's not. This is not Ostreatus. But it's something really neat. It's cute. And I want to go walking further back into there, but that's nettles. What is that big flapping sound behind me? No, there's just birds in the canopy here. Little birds. There's another group of fungus on a little stick. It's something different. Over there, that's those little white dudes. Those little ones that look like umbrellas. But they're not the actual parasol, Japanese parasol mushrooms. Oh, and on this log, we got a bunch of good stuff, too. Oh, over on this log. You know what? Oh. Squawkiness. heron conversation time. They are making a hell of a racket up there. Another one just flew in. Turn the gain back down. I don't know if you could hear that. There they go again. It's just like, it sounds like a chuck, 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 chuck. It just sounds like, well, I think I've said it before. If you take a Pringles can and, Pringles potato chips, and you put, maybe a dozen chopsticks in it, and then just shake it back and forth, that's what this sounds like. They're still going. Let's crank the gain back up. They are really making a racket up there. And there they go again. So crazy. So crazy. But I'm going to keep walking. I can't see them from this angle. I'm under so many damn trees. I can't see my birds. That's okay. God, it smells really good right here. What? I don't see any flowers. What smells so damn good? It smells like, I don't know. Oh, it even smells better right here. It smells like reindeer moss and something. I love the smell of reindeer moss. Regular longtime committee members know this. Oh, okay. Now I'm in a spot where I can see them, but now I'm in the sun. And I can't really tell how many are up there or what's going on because everything's so leafy. Leafy. No, I gotta get back in the shade. Oh. Yeah, it's sunny today. It's hot. I really shouldn't be out for too long. So why do I still just keep walking upstream? I don't know. We should be turning around right now, to be perfectly honest. I want to walk up here to this little spot where I like to see if I can go down into the creek. And I can kind of get down in there. So let's check it out. Let's see if there's anything going on down here in the great waterway that is the Papio Creek. I think this is the West Papio. Okay. You know, I can still hear those damn birds. They're just yakking it up. Yakety, 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 yakety. Yeah. All right, now I need to avoid some nettles. Okay, no problem. And we go down here, and we go over here. And where's that horsetail? Wasn't that around here somewhere? Found that a couple weeks ago, months ago. I don't know. Let's go down here further. Is this nettles? We're going to find out. Oh, yada. All right, ooh, it's humid down here, too close to the water. Yes, here's that horsetail. Ooh, that horsetail plant's right here. Oh, they look so nice. And I'm looking up and down the creek. Yep, that's nettles. I can feel it stinging the back of my leg. Good job, Tub. I don't see any dudes. And the water level's a little high because of the rains, and it's really muddy. And I wonder if I should try to take a picture of this horsetail. There's no good sunlight or any interesting light or anything, but look at this piece that grew up. This is the little one that we found, and now it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 segments. And here's its daddy over here. Why am I taking a picture? of a green weed. I don't know. Man, now those birds are really freaking out. Racker, 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 racker. Wow. Can you hear that? Holy crap. We got to get back up there and try to record this, because we got drama. We've got action. Oh, god damn it, I just walked through more nettles. Okay. Back up onto the bank. Back up onto the bicycle trail. I got to get under those birds to record this crazy noise. Now my leg is kind of starting to hurt. That's okay. That's okay. What the hell's going on up there? Okay, we're switching to high gain mode. Okay, that one dude flew off. And all that racket stops right when I get back, pretty much right under the tree. What is happening? I think one of the birds is flying in and landing on the... There we go. The big shadows are mind-blowing. One of the craziest things is, you know, sun is pretty much directly overhead. And, we gotta leave. And, so when the birds take off, when they fly in or when they leave the nests, the shadows get cast right down into the canopy and we can see the shadows. It's crazy. I hope we could hear some of that. I don't know if that could be heard. There's no way for me to know. God, it smells really good right here. What's that? It's this plant. It's this tree, right? Is it this tree? What kind of tree is this? It smells delicious. That bee thinks so too. Yeah, me and bees know what's up. Me and bees know what smells good. Me and bees know what looks good, because bees have ultraviolet vision. I want ultraviolet vision. I feel like I'm a very ultraviolet type of person in general, but... Wait, are they squawking up again? Oh, there was a couple of squawks, but I'm heading back to my car. It's hot, it's humid. I'm starting to have some problems, so we're just gonna head this off at the pass. Smells good right here too. And now I'm walking through grass that is more than 1 meter high, and this is some kind of grama. It's not side oats grama, some kind of grama. Yes, I know my grasses. Thanks to Ione Werthmann, founder of Herrenhaven, who taught me all about prairie grass and other indigenous grasses that grow around here in my town. All right, I'm going to turn around and look behind me. Yeah, I can see a couple of those squawking squawkers. But most of them are just hanging out in their nests. Oh, it was great. What a great day I'm having already. And it just started. I got giant birds making lots of noise with baby birds, and it's hotter than crap. Okay, and here's the other weird thing. I didn't find any golf balls, but but I did see a baseball. You know, there's baseball / softball fields here, right? Well, as I was driving along the little driveway there, I saw a baseball. I saw a baseball on the side of the road. It is that time of year. And I think this weekend there was some big Little League thing out here in this complex. It's a pretty nice little baseball complex / softball complex out here. But that's neither here nor there. I walked around the side of this giant shipping container that's still here, just to look out over this field towards... Now let's go closer. Let's go closer. I'm looking towards the baseball fields, and now I'm going to walk 40 meters towards them, because there's this little like ditch that rings the fields, and I just get the feeling that if anybody hit a home run, see, the ball could fall into this ditch and nobody would see it. So you're saying to yourself, Tobe, you're going to look for baseballs? What? Tobe, this... No. What are you doing? You crazy, crazy, mad person. You already have a huge golf ball collection. You already have a cricket ball collection, which doesn't make any damn sense. Why do you need to start a baseball and or softball collection? And you know what I say to that? You know what I say to that? I say, you know, you're making sense. You're speaking the truth. I hear and understand the rationality in your statement, which is why I'm turning around. And I'm now walking back to my car. Oh, my God. I'm a little bit further away from my house, so we need to listen to a slightly longer song, but let's plug in the magic music machine and hit play.
To all of us and to all of you, to Rocksteady, the fabulous Aretha Franklin.
Bye.
absolutely brilliant. Yeah, we got a little bit of Aretha Franklin there doing, I don't know, what do you call that? Sweet Rocksteady or Rocksteady Emotion? I don't know. It was another Bill McClintock creation. Good job, Bill. Love everything you do. Can't get enough of it. Although, you know, I might have personally added a Rocksteady beat in there. You know, I don't. It's just me. Oh, and plus that guitar solo, that wasn't Aerosmith. That was Edgar Winter. Regardless. Speaking of music, I got some weird stuff going. Been playing with my synthesizers again, and I got a weird beat. Check this out. You can see where that's going. More crazy tub music, lots of rhythm, lots of doke ducks, lots of beat and freak, and everything's great here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, when we like to look at big birds and play with fun synthesizers. But the time is done. I gotta go, so bye-bye, kids.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.